Ukraine says it needs more of just about everything to fight Russia. Precision-guided rockets, tanks, and training for its soldiers. The UK has provided more military instruction than nearly any other country. It's put nearly 6,000 Ukrainian civilians through basic training on British soil. NPR's Frank Langford has a story.
It doesn't look like the sweeping wheat fields and vast blue skies of Ukraine. But for now, the rolling hills here in southern England will have to do. Ukrainian trainees in body armor and camouflage race to sandbags and fire at metal targets. A heavy machine gun fires overhead as an armored fighting vehicle roars back and forth. The trainees study everything from weapons handling and assault tactics to treating battlefield injuries and clearing enemy trenches. One new soldier, a Zarangi engineer nicknamed Panda, says live fire exercises like this will help prepare him for the fight back home.
The most important thing that the British side gave to us was learning how to look after your psychological state and build your psychological defense for when you have to go onto the battlefield. We learn through hearing things like explosions that are happening around. We learn how to not fear them anymore, like when we were civilians.
Panda wears an olive green face mask to hide his identity. The Ukrainian army has insisted the soldiers remain anonymous. The trainees come from all walks of life. They've included a lawyer, a builder, and a dance choreographer. Turning ordinary people into soldiers is crucial for Ukraine, which, despite recent gains, remains outnumbered on the battlefield. These aspiring soldiers have come to England because training large numbers of people back home is too dangerous.
Waves of Russian missiles have pounded a military training base close to Ukraine's western border near Poland.
That attack in early March killed at least 35 people. Here, the atmosphere is far more relaxed. Trainers teach in open fields. Standing next to an easel overlooking a herd of cattle, a British soldier quizzes the trainees on Russian weapons.
Anyone remember what caliber rockets this fires?
He displays photos of tanks and armored fighting vehicles, trying to help his students identify friend and foe on the battlefield. The trainer says it helps to know where the engine is located in each vehicle.
Looking at thermal sights, some vehicles are going to look harder to identify than others.
In other words, know the engine location, know the vehicle. One of the hardest things for soldiers to master is marksmanship. Sirin Ball, a Warrant Officer Class 2, explains.
We had mixed results to start off with, but we got them to a standard eventually, purely because of coaching. From what I know, they haven't handled weapons before.
Ball says a key was giving soldiers one-on-one attention. He adds that trainees were eventually able to hit the target around 80% of the time from various firing positions. In the United Kingdom, all new soldiers typically go through a 14-week basic training course, but the British are giving the Ukrainians just 5 weeks. When I asked a trainer about this, a military press officer intervened.
And if you could have them for more time, how much extra time would you like with them?
Wait, well, that's not a question.
Why not?
It's a subjective.
It's subjective?
Mm-hmm. It's not our decision.
Indeed, it's the choice of the Ukrainian military, which remains desperate to get new troops onto the battlefield to replenish the many thousands who've already died or been injured. One veteran Ukrainian soldier told me he thinks new recruits still need at least 10 weeks of training. But he added, in this reality, it's a race against time. Frank Langford, NPR News, in southern England.